You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. I'm your host, Renata Maniachi. And I believe in angels. Yep, me, a former public health researcher and Fulbright scholar, very cerebral graduate of Columbia University who has always had two abnormally large feet planted firmly on the ground. I'm here to tell you that you can be a very academically minded, logical, reasonable person who believes in science and a believer of magic, miracles, and angels. So let's keep getting meta and collapsing polarities. This is season four, our season of miracles. I'm devoting this whole season to one special person and the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. In the first episode of this season, episode 37, I gave a more thorough intro into who Master John Douglas is, how I became acquainted with his work, and some terms that are going to be used throughout this season. If you have not listened to that episode yet, I encourage you to do so before listening in to this one. I am very excited to introduce today's guest, Dr. Richard Sarnett. Dr. Sarnett graduated Pi Beta Kappa from Washington University in St. Louis with a triple focus of philosophy, psychology, and pre-med. He completed his medical degree at Rush Medical College in Chicago and his residency at Northwestern University. Dr. Sarnett is a board-certified surgeon and was an early pioneer in the field of co-management between optometrists and ophthalmologists as a population-based solution for underserved areas. He continued to be an innovator in population-based solutions by co-founding Advanced Medicine Integration Group, LP, or AMI for short, which contracted with HMO Illinois, a Blue Cross Blue Shield company, to form the country's first patient-centered integrative medicine independent physicians association in 1999. AMI was also the first company in the USA to obtain waivers from the federal government to allow for the utilization of acupuncture and massage therapy as a covered benefit in the Medicaid population. Richard was a founding board member of New Chapter, Inc., which formulated the nation's first organic food-based vitamin supplement line and was the largest vitamin mineral supplement company in the USA when it sold to Procter & Gamble in 2012. Dr. Sarnett has been a teacher of transcendental meditation for more than 40 years, and he is also a graduate of the Elite Development Training Course taught by Master John Douglas. Over the past year, I've had the pleasure of getting to know Dr. Rick through the Master John community, and he was very gracious with his time for this interview. Being scholarly minded and logical myself, I really appreciate his point of view and way of explaining the miracles he sees. Dr. Sarnett also recently published a book, Medical Miracles, with several cases of people cured by Master John and the Master Healing Angels. The book is an easy to read, useful tool for anyone looking to learn a bit more about this angelic work, and it is available on Amazon. So, let's jump right into this insightful conversation. Are you ready? Let's get meta.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me. I think we have an interesting story to tell that hopefully your audience will enjoy.
I think they will.
So let me begin with a personal miracle, and then I'll put it into context as to how that happened.
Perfect.
My miracle with John interestingly enough, occurred many years after I had already been watching him perform miracles on everyone else. You know, as a physician, I'm pretty self-sufficient, used to taking care of myself, and I'm not really good at asking people for help, one of my barriers, so to speak. And so I really never asked John for anything, but there was one summer where I sustained an injury to my lower back, and even though I'm an integrative medical doc, very familiar with all alternative forms of healing, energy forms of healing, despite everything I could do, chiropractic, massage therapy, acupuncture, energy healing, you name it, herbs, pharmaceuticals, physical therapy, nothing worked. And I was literally in pain for months. Mm. And these were sort of the early days before John got very popular the way he is now. And, you know, John would just come over to my house. I'd cook him lunch and dinner and visit for a while. And I just said, John, you know, it just occurred to me, I have this really uncomfortable problem. Could you help me? And he looks at me the way he does, clairvoyantly scanning the particles of your body. And he announced to me that I had a very simple thing, but a very common thing, is that about 40% of the population at that time had something he calls internal gout. And internal gout is not to be confused with conventional gout. Conventional gout is due to high levels of uric acid. Mm. Internal gout, he said, was an acid-base deficiency where your kidneys were literally out of whack, and your body is covered with calcium oxalate crystals that are being deposited in your muscles, your nerves, your joints. And so very commonly, and this is maybe 7 years ago or so, people would come with sort of diffuse complaints of pain, myalgias, you know, everywhere. And it wasn't really due to an infection. It wasn't due to a strained muscle or anything like that. There were little tiny crystals of calcium oxalate deposited all over your body, which can cause extreme discomfort.
That sounds painful.
Not good. I mean, I'm a very active person. I, even at my advanced age, and I will not tell you how old I am, but let's just say I'm clearly in the Medicare bracket. Very happy to be on Medicare. You know, I literally compete in tournaments and in all racket sports, and I was unable to do any of that for many months. Mm. And John looks at me, makes the diagnosis, so to speak, waves his hands around, and instantly 75% of my pain went away.
Wow.
He then told me that the corrective action plan for this, so that it wouldn't come back, was to take Blue Ocean minerals every day and take detox baths. Hmm. And his detox baths, I found over following him for many years, you know, the body detoxify in only so many ways. I mean, in conventional medicine, we're very aware that you can detoxify through the breath, through your lungs, through your skin, through your bowels, through your bladder. There's only so many pathways. And since the skin is the largest organ in the body, detoxifying through the skin, through these mineral baths, makes a lot of sense logically. And that's why in European health spas for thousands of years, people go to the quote-unquote healing waters to help them detoxify. So lo and behold, 75% of my pain was instantly gone. I was then seeing John the next day at a seminar in our town. And as I walked by him, he looked at me and he said, oh, there's still 25% left, residual toxicity coming out. Waved his hands away, and then 100% was gone.
Wow.
And so literally within the span of 24 hours, doing clearly nothing that is known to conventional medicine, you know, I went from extreme discomfort, you know, having difficulties with normal activities of daily living, as we say in medicine, to being pain-free. And since one of my rules in life is to always do what John tells me to do, I must confess that I have continued with detox baths almost every day for 7 years since that time. And I also take the Blue Ocean Minerals almost every day. And that's because when I asked him, how does that really work? He said that within seconds of taking these micronutrients and the minerals, that the acid-base correction takes place in your kidneys, and literally instantly, your kidneys quit depositing the calcium oxalate. I should probably back up and tell you how I even met Master John Douglas.
That would be great. Thank you.
Because I'm really one of the first people to meet him in this country, and the way I met him is really kind of an interesting story. I was contacted by John and his business partner at that time through my investment banker. For 20 years, I've run one of the nation's most progressive integrative medicine companies. Our clients are state government, federal government, United Healthcare, multiple Blue Crosses. And what we do for them is teach them how to use integrative medicine as a covered benefit for a defined population at risk. Our population is typically chronic pain and addiction. And we found that by using these alternative modalities, that you vastly improve clinical outcomes and greatly lower the costs of medical care. And we've published this over and over and over, over 20 years. Right. So John had heard about my company through the investment banker because he was healing the investment banker's family. And suddenly the light went off in my investment banker's mind. And he said, you know, you really ought to talk to Dr. Sarnet because you do alternative medicine, he does alternative medicine. Maybe, you know, you can work together in some way. Wow. So out of the blue, I receive a phone call. And I remember, I'll never forget this phone call. I had my CEO on the phone. I was on the phone. John was on the phone and the investment banker. And I was basically interviewing John as if it was a job interview.
Wow.
And he told me, you know, who he was and what he did. And said, I said, well, what would you actually do for us? And he said, well, if you just give me a list of people, let's say you give me 500 people on a sheet. He said, I'll just sit in a room and remotely, energetically heal them for you. Now, in my business, this would work because I take what's called financial risk, like an insurance company. And if the people that I am taking care of, whatever subpopulation we've contracted for, remains healthy, then I make money. If they get sick, then I lose money. So in a sense, I'm like an insurance company without being one, because it's a subpopulation of people with a targeted disease. And obviously what we do to help these people is added on to all the other conventional modalities that are ordinarily used. But we have to integrate it all across the continuum of care. So we work with their primary care doctors, their nurses, their case managers, et cetera, et cetera. So while I was interviewing John, I knew he was real. I asked him a number of targeted questions and he always came up with the right answer. And then suddenly in the middle of the interview, he said, oh my God, where are you? Where are you living? And I explained I was living in a town called Fairfield, Iowa. For those not familiar with it, Oprah literally did a special on Fairfield, Iowa, calling it the United States' most unusual town, which, by the way, it is, which is why I live there. It happens to be the largest center for grant money from the National Institute of Health for the study of complementary alternative medicine.
I didn't know that.
Which is why I moved there. They've received somewhere in the neighborhood of $75 million for various studies there. Okay. It's also the home of the Transcendental Meditation folks who have a fully accredited university there. And that's why I network with all of the researchers there. But the unique feature of that community is that there are literally thousands of people who meditate there together every day to create what they would say is a macroscopic quantum wave function, which helps heal the planet, which reduces all negative tendencies that can be measured, such as crime rates, hospitalization rates, accidents, etc. And believe it or not, those types of things have actually been published over and over and over in peer-reviewed literature. So I was very surprised that John clearly closed his eyes, kind of tapped into where I was, what I was doing, and I explained that community that he had never heard of. And at that point, I said, you know, I think you just better jump in your car and come see me. So he and his business partner at that time jumped in a car, and the next day or two, they showed up in Fairfield, Iowa, and I continued to interview John. And again, within about 5 minutes, I really knew who John was, for the most part. And the real story is, I said, is I have good news and I have bad news. I said, the bad news is I'm not going to hire you. But I said, the reason I'm not going to hire you is that your mission is so much bigger than mine. Working for me will not accomplish your mission. I said, the opposite is true. I need to be working for you. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I basically committed to John that I would do everything I could to help him, you know, spread the very unique knowledge that he has and the very unique abilities he has. And historically, to give you an idea, when I had met John, he was doing all of his healings manually. So one would have an interview with him lasting an hour or so, either face-to-face or remotely over the phone. And he would go through hundreds, if not thousands, of processes to energetically help heal your body. Very shortly after I met John, he then began to do this with CDs. So right now, he no longer has to manually heal people. There are many CDs, relationship repair, health repair, psychology repair, soul repair, soul elevation. And what John explains is that there's a storyline that you hear on these compact discs or MP3s or whatever, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Behind that storyline, just to keep your mind active and make you feel good that you spent your money, there are literally, could be 5,000 processes. There could be 10,000 processes. And I never really understood how he could actually do that in a CD. And in the early days, I would talk to John and ask him these questions. And he would say, well, you know, I'm negotiating with the master healing angels. And again, for ordinary folks like us, the idea of negotiating with the angelic kingdom altogether, let alone the creationary angels who more or less have the ability to create or destroy anything.
Right.
They have a certain level of omniscience and omnipotence in amongst themselves, even though John would always say they, you know, God is still way above the level of creationary angels. I mean, semantically, you know, I still have a hard time wrapping my mind around that.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, John has now created all of these CDs, and he says that the moment you hit the on button, that is the signal where you have invoked 5,000 or 10,000 processes, and that the master healing angels are literally active at that moment. Now, this may sound very far-fetched to the average person, or to someone who's scientifically trained like myself.
Right.
But the interesting thing is, having watched John for 10 years, having witnessed hundreds, if not thousands, of miraculous healings, I, as a scientist, you know, I'm not uncomfortable at all saying, I don't really understand this, because I don't. And I'm probably never will. Certainly not on the level that Master John understands it. But what I cannot deny is that, you know, in medicine, we have more questions than answers. We have a whole category of chronic diseases, which are 80% of everything we deal with. And the reason they're chronic is obviously we're not smart enough to know how to cure them. And that is the arena where Master John has the most success, curing incurable diseases, explaining a new paradigm of medicine, which really fills in all the blanks that are missing in our conventional paradigm. You know, modern medicine can save your life. You have a heart attack, they usually do a good job. Brain tumor, they can do a good job. Compound fracture with bones sticking out of your skin, they do a good job. Those are things John may or may not be able to help you with. So there's some things we do very well, but quite honestly, most things in medicine, as evidenced by the continuing escalation of chronic disease, we don't do well. And that's because there's a lack of knowledge. So in John's paradigm, what we find is that most of these chronic diseases are caused by occult infections, infectious microbes that are not known to conventional medicine. John often says that we are only aware of 5% of the total infectious microbes that are really the root cause of most of these chronic illnesses. And even when we do try and look for them, you know, in AIDS, for example, it takes years and years and years to even look for the right filters, the right tests. When we examine the world of infectious microbes, our paradigm is to look for evidence of their DNA, which is called a polymerase chain reaction, or to look at their morphology, what they look like under a microscope, or to try and grow a colony of mold or bacteria or whatever, you know, in microbiology. But those are very gross tools. What John does is he literally measures the frequency of each infectious microbe. In other words, the best way to understand this metaphysically and scientifically is to realize that we live in a one-substance universe. Energy and matter are interconvertible. Einstein is famous for saying that the future of medicine will be the science of frequency. Tesla is famous for saying if you want to understand the universe, understand the nature of frequency. So, similar to the analogy of a periodic table, where each element has a molecular weight, that's an even grosser way or more limited way of looking at the universe. What John is saying when he uses the phrase truth and matter, he sees the truth and matter, is that he has the ability to measure the frequency of every particle in creation. So that the 95% of infectious microbes that are invisible to conventional medicine because we don't even know how to have the right filters to capture them and to see them, he measures their frequency. Now, the amazing thing about John is when I first met him, as I said, he was doing one-on-one interviews, manually doing all these processes that are now automated on these CDs and that anyone can have access to in the comfort of their own home. At the very first public seminar, which was also held in Fairfield, Iowa, John had never done a public seminar. And so we organized this with about 25 of my closest friends. I invited them all to come to the public library, and we charged a very nominal fee at that time. A question was raised by someone at the seminar. They asked John, could you teach us how to do what you do? And John initially said no. And then he kind of had a funny look on his face. He said, well, maybe in the future. And that future actually changed in 2013. In 2013, John began the first elite course, where he literally takes ordinary people, lay people, scientists, whatever, people with a spiritual metaphysical background, people with no spiritual metaphysical background at all, people who know what energy healing is, people who don't know what energy healing is. And he is able at that course, over 4 days, to literally give people the machinery to be able, in a rudimentary fashion, to do what he does. Now, the analogy I use for that course is that he gives you both the hardware and the software to be able to begin to do what he does, to actually experience and measure the frequency of every particle in creation. What do I mean by that? The hardware is that he changes your human nervous system with all of its limitations and limited perspective that you've had up until now to a more angelic nervous system. And that is truly created by being blessed by John and the Master Healing Angels to begin to create what he calls the matrix. And the matrix is very similar to the movie, The Matrix. It allows your consciousness to function from that quantum field of all possibilities of infinite correlation where time and space becomes no barrier. And that is how the graduates of that course can begin to duplicate on some level what John does remotely, just like he does. The software that you receive to match the new hardware is, in a sense, secret knowledge, which is very sacred, which is given to you on a CD, which is called Elite Training. No different than the other CDs, with thousands and thousands of processes which help enliven that celestial nervous system so that you become more proficient in seeing the unseen world just as he does. And again, like anything in life, what you put your attention on grows stronger. So it takes at least 6 months, 10,000 scans to begin to become proficient, more accurate in measuring these frequencies. The good news is that, once again, science shows us this is not a mass delusion, this is not a figment of our imagination, that if we were to have a test subject with a certain disease and 10 different graduates of his elite course were to measure what's going on in that person's physiology, chances are all 10 would independently come up with very similar measurements and ideas of how to help that person. So if this knowledge were only isolated to Master John Douglas, that would be very profound. It would be noteworthy. But the fact that he can teach it to the ordinary person, that's a real story. The idea that any of us, no matter who you are, can literally develop the rudiments of a celestial nervous system, which allow you to function at the quantum state of reality in a field of infinite correlation, that's a pretty noteworthy story. The fact that you know, again, my role in all of this is as a scientist documenting these cases, hundreds, if not thousands of cases. And, you know, I've published quite a few of these in peer-review medical journals already. You know, I always joke, I'm leaving a trail of breadcrumbs for people to follow so that they discover the truth of what's really the potential of humanity and the savior, you know, a potential way out of the problems that face us right now.
That's really beautiful. As you know, this season that we're recording right now is, I'm calling this season of miracles, and you yourself just came out with a beautiful book called Medical Miracles. And I wondered if you might tell us a little bit about that and about, you've seen John for the past 10 years. You do know, you've known him longer than a lot of people in this context. What for you are miracles, and how has that kind of transformed over the past 10 years, seeing what we would call miracles over and over and over again?
Sure. Good question. Again, I think the place to start, as you suggested, is to define what's a miracle. As I always joke to those who follow sports like I do, many people think that the Boston Red Sox finally winning a World Series after 100 years, they would call that a miracle. Mm-hmm. And perhaps it is, in some small way. Same thing with the Cubs, the lovable losers of Chicago. But those are not the kind of miracles we're talking about. Miracles, as I use the term, and I think as John uses the term, is the intervention of divinity or an agent of divinity to create an unexpected outcome unknown to current knowledge or medical science. Now, it's very important to understand that nothing supernatural is occurring when you have divine intervention, just the opposite. Again, I would argue philosophically that there is no such thing as the supernatural. The supernatural is really only a term used to say we don't understand, we're ignorant of the full breadth and perspective of natural law with a big N. And so it appears supernatural to us. In reality, supernatural just means that we are unaware of the full breadth and perspective of natural law. That even these miracles which are being performed obey the laws of nature, and someone like Master John reveals what those laws of nature are by his paradigm, in being able to measure the frequency of every particle in creation. So to take an example, the sickest patient I've ever seen over the 10 years of knowing John is a gentleman who lived in my town who had end-stage Parkinson's disease. When I first met this gentleman, he was confined to a wheelchair. He was drooling. He was unable to speak. He was barely able to eat because he would choke on his food. He was literally too weak to get in and out of the wheelchair by himself. He had all the classic signs of end-stage Parkinson's disease. Now, the miracle occurs because John is able to see and measure the frequency of all of the various unknown infectious agents creating that disease. So luckily for this gentleman, he saw John a number of times. John killed all of the root cause infections. He then did all the conventional complementary modalities to help build up his nutrition, exercise, immune system. And literally, within 4 to 6 months of seeing Master John the first time, I witnessed this person climbing upstairs, talking like a normal person. End-stage Parkinson's patients never, and I mean never, regain that level of functioning. And this was done without any use of pharmaceuticals. There is no alternative explanation. So clearly, he experienced what we would call a medical miracle. And the book that I've just published contains many similar cases of medical miracles. I have to be honest that, you know, as a scientist and someone who publishes, my natural inclination was to write a very scientific book to dispel any doubts, to put all the labs and the MRIs and the x-rays and the doctor's notes. And so for about 3 years, I put that all together and John checked it for accuracy and felt it was accurate. But it really read more like a PhD thesis. Right. And while I was very proud of it, as I showed it to a number of literary agents who were familiar with the sector of natural healing and spirituality, metaphysics, some of these people were literary agents who helped Deepak Chopra, for instance, become very successful. They told me that it was unreadable and I should throw it away and start over.
Oh no.
So after 3 years of work, you know, part of my brain is screaming, no, but John told me it was good.
Right.
It took me about a week of grieving to realize they were right, that whether it was accurate was of no consequence if it was unreadable. So I cut and pasted, obviously, the important parts of that, but I left out a lot of the scientific detail. And my only goal in the rewrite was to make a fun, bouncy, enjoyable read, weaving all of this incredibly intricate knowledge and as much detail as I could to understand the variables of why one person receives a miraculous healing and another does not.
Right.
Because these are very, again, this is a new paradigm, new science. And I think from feedback so far that it's working, that people I know in my own extended family who I've talked to for years about this, who never could understand what I was saying. Because it is, to be fair, this is not a simple topic.
Right. We're talking about angels.
Exactly.
We're talking about master healers.
Yeah. Exactly. What I found was when I give people the book, the light bulb goes off. People that were resistant to opening their minds to the possibility that this is real, suddenly now are, they've warmed up to that possibility. Are they going to run out and see John tomorrow? I mean, who knows? That's not really important to me. What's important is that we're certainly planting the seed of, so that they understand the possibilities that lay open before them. And for the people who really want the science, the book has a website called medicalmiracle.info. No S on miracle, just not plural, medicalmiracle.info. And on that website, one can access all the peer review published literature for those who want more details. The same thing is true of John's website at churchofthemasterangels.org. There's a research tab on the homepage top. And if you hit that tab under research, the published peer review articles come down as well. So I don't know how many more peer review articles I'll actually publish. I've given the world, as I said, a trail of breadcrumbs. The people that want to believe them will believe them. The people that don't want to believe them, you know, in science, there's a tremendous amount of bias. There's bias in funding. There's bias in publishing. There's political bias. There's scientific bias. And so I've learned over the years, even dealing with more mainstream complementary alternative medicine, even before Master John Douglas, I've published a fair amount, and the people that choose to believe it, and the people that choose not to, and that's okay. You know, if someone wants to be, as I call, a picador on methodology, they can play that game. They can satisfy their intellect that what I'm saying could not possibly be true. However, the fact that we have approximately 500 lay people, for the most part, who've been taught to duplicate John's outcomes to some rudimentary level, I think the explanation that the 500 of us are living in a mass delusion is a little more illogical than this person or whoever is unable to open their minds to this possibility.
I really appreciate this interview for many reasons, and one of them is that I too come from a background of academia and scientific thinking and research, and I appreciate that your book and your peer-reviewed articles have to do with very big physical miracles, physical healings. And one of the things that we're doing with this season is also sharing the many miracles that are non-physical, you know, not Parkinson's miracles, but also what some might call smaller miracles, but no less miracles. You know, miracles with pets and miracles with money and miracles using Master John's tools and his processes. And I think that this interview has been really wonderful in getting the nitty-gritty about how the physical miracles go down, and your book and your articles have done an amazing job with that. And I was wondering if there's anything else you want to say about the miracles that you have witnessed, but not necessarily written books about.
Sure, great question. I do have a few favorite miracles I'll share with you. So the miracle I'm about to tell you is not published yet. Again, I already have a catalog of probably 50 very documented cases that are worthy of publication. We have hundreds more where I still have to do all the investigative reporting of contacting the physicians and the labs. There's a lot of work to tie them up. But I'll give you one of my favorites. I met a teenager who had been wetting his bed for 10 years. And over a 10-year period, and this goes more to completely unknown information dealing with emotions and psychology. Because what John has said is that many times what we would call mental illness, emotional disruption, you know, even anxiety, is really caused by other things than we realize. So here we have a young teenager wetting his bed for 10 years. I think the longest period of time he ever had without wetting his bed was 2 or 3 days in a row. He tried everything that conventional medicine offers, you know, alarms that go off and, you know, special sheets and this and that. He even tried Ayurvedic herbs. And his father, you know, obviously this is, as a young teenager, this can destroy your life. I mean, this is very pivotal years of, you know, self-esteem and social interactions are difficult to begin with. So his father very quietly asked me, did I think I could help him? This is not a common problem. I had no idea. But I said, sure, you know, I'll try. And so contacting the Master Angels, measuring the frequency of what was going on, I literally found an infectious root cause in his brainstem, in his central nervous system. in his cerebral spinal fluid that somehow was creating this problem. And obviously, there was a whole emotionality involved, woven through this on the level of the subconscious. And I had no idea whether this would work or not, but I petitioned or negotiated, as John would say, with the master angels and on his behalf, told them what I found, asked them to intervene if this person was worthy of a miracle. And the way I always deal with these type of cases is I typically don't tell people what I'm doing. I typically will wait a week until after it's done. So there's no possible placebo effect. This particular teenager had no idea that I was even attempting to help him. So about a week after I petitioned the master angels to help him, I, through his father, asked, how's he doing? And his father said, well, it's fairly miraculous that, you know, for about a week, he hasn't been wetting his bed. And because I see his father regularly, I've been getting updates over the last 3 years, and I can tell you it's now 3 years that he has not been wetting his bed.
That's incredible.
Now that, in the world of psychology, is an absolute miracle.
Right.
And he is, this particular teenager is so touched and so innocent and so open about this, how it has completely transformed his life, that while most teenagers would be very ashamed of this, probably want to hide it in a suitcase and never talk about it, they don't really want to deal with the fact that they had to live through this for 10 years. He has actually made the offer to publicly talk about this anywhere, anytime, so that other people with this problem can be helped.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a real hero story, which I've yet to bring to the public, but one of my favorites.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Sure.
I think that this has been an awesome discussion. I wanted to give you the opportunity, if anything else is coming up that you feel like might be important for our listeners to share, to give you that opportunity.
Well, I think in all fairness, I've probably talked enough. And thank you for making this opportunity available to the world to keep sharing this knowledge. And hopefully it'll find its way to the right people, resonate at the right time, and help everybody just achieve their full potential, their divine birthright, and certainly lead a happier, healthier life. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Dr. Sarnett.
A huge thank you to Dr. Rick Sarnett for his time. I truly love this interview because I understand his mind and experience, being somebody who is more academically and scientifically inclined, and also fully knows that angels are real. Dr. Rick talks a lot about Master John's Advanced Knowledge course. This is also called the Elite Development Course, or ELITE for short. If you are interested in learning more about this course, please visit masterangels.org or check out Dr. Sarnett's book, Medical Miracles Attributed to Master John Douglas, which is available on Amazon. On today's bonus content, I'm going to be reading a few excerpts from that book, along with sharing some of my own experiences. I want to address that juxtaposition of experiencing and believing deeply in both science and spirituality. Being someone who is very grounded and logical, while also being fully saturated in spirituality and communicating with angelic beings, this is a huge part of why I feel so comfortable learning from Master John, because he is incredibly rigorous, analytical, and precise in the work he does. If you are interested in listening to the bonus content for this episode, please become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our patrons are the Earth Angels who keep the show going. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider giving us a positive review or rating on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to the podcast, you can like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram. Share it with your friends. We are all part of raising the vibration of this planet, so thank you for doing your part. I'm going to leave it there for today. Tune in next time for more amazing miracle stories attributed to Master John Douglas and the Master Healing Angels. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.